Hey guys, this episode is brought to you by Bevel, the first and only shaving system designed specifically for coarse, curly hair and sensitive skin. We talk about Bevel all the time. It's one of my favorite products. Gives you a nice, smooth, sexy feeling. It keeps your skin from being irritated. It has saved me from the wretched razor bumps of the world. So go and check them out at getbevel.com. Use code THEREED to get 20% off your first month. That's GETBEVEL.com. Trust me, you're going to love it. I know how it is, so give it a try and let us know what you think. And let's get to the show.
Pull up in something that look like a million nigga put me up on. Ain't got to sell it, but he say the pussy a drug that he re-up on. Spur of the moment, I ball like who's Ginobili?
Oh my God.
Who's that?
Manu Ginobili. Okay, just Google it. G-I-N-O-B-L-I.
You bitches get D'd up on. Anyway.
I thought you didn't even like it like that.
I said the album.
Oh, but that song just.
I quite enjoy Big Daddy.
I love it.
Nicki Minaj and Meek Millstafer, they're doing great. They can record a song together.
See, so you should come see the tour with me and Dustin.
You guys have a great time.
No, don't act like that. Come see it. It's going to be fun. It's
going to
be like.
Enjoy yourselves.
A ratchet good time.
Oh my gosh. Meek, Ray Shremmed.
Yes, exactly.
Dej Loaf.
You want to come be hood rats with me and Dustin at this show. You know you do.
You guys are going to have a great time.
We are.
So,
we're making you come with. Just so you know. You're coming.
All right. Well, I'm a dream chaser.
Okay. And I am Toni Morrison.
And this is The Read.
Welcome back.
So, yeah. What? Life as a Barb. How are you doing?
Really? Am I a Barb just because I like the album? I feel like Barb is a strong word.
No, you're definitely a Nicki Minaj stan. And they're called Barbs.
I'm a stan now?
I don't believe it.
Okay. You have put this label on me.
I have no problem with it. Nicki Minaj is amazing.
I mean, I like the album, but I just don't think that makes me a stan. I don't even know her birthday. So, I mean, I just feel like stans should know that information.
She's a Sag.
Okay.
All right, so
who's black excellence? Do you have a black excellence this week?
Black excellence.
Wait, the fuck?
I don't know. I couldn't say black for some reason. The devil. Right. So this week's black excellence goes out to Simone Manuel, Leah Neal, and Natalie Hines, who all won gold, silver, and bronze medals, respectively, at the NCAA Women's Division I Swimming and Diving Championship.
Wow, work.
So, call her all up in your chlorine, bitch.
So that's three black women.
Yes.
Taking all the awards and yes. Swimming, too. Bitch, we coming.
And Simone said in, like, a post-championship interview thing, that she was like up in competition mode. It was just like, I have more to do. I've got more to do. I've got this. And then later on, she realized the impact and how like really special the moment was for her to be standing up there with those three, with those other two black women. So shout outs to swimming and those bodies that you get from swimming. And
man, swimmers' bodies are like up there with track and field bodies. They are just delicious. They just
okay.
I'm just saying, have you ever just like looked at the swim team? Like, I'm just saying, it's some niceness going on over there.
Okay, so I'm gonna change the game here, and I'm going to say that I'm gonna do bitch, you guessed it, and okay, there you go.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Appreciate that.
You ready?
Yeah.
Bitch, you guessed it.
Woo. Okay, so see, there you go.
Yes, if you just give me a moment to take my headphones off.
That will be the last time it happens.
Scream in my damn ear.
First and last time.
It's just all I'm asking for.
Never doing it again.
Don't be a dick.
So, I actually don't really have. This week has been kind of boring.
Oh,
or maybe
so
I just haven't been paying attention because I don't care that much. But I don't really feel like, I mean,
I just feel like it's the same old dumbasses up to their same old dumbass
right, and
tricks.
I just don't want to do that this week.
Raven's being dumb about race again. Surprise. Yeah, she said something about did we talk about that last week with Raven and the First Lady and how she said
First
Lady looks
already.
Like a monkey.
I heard that guy that who called Michelle Obama, and Aper said she looked like an ape. Mm-hmm. I heard that he's like trying to sue the network that fired him.
For what?
Because they apparently said that Michelle Obama was upset about it or something like that, and he's saying that that's a lie. She never said that she was upset. I don't know.
Why
I didn't
would
read
you want to continue to bring
this.
Attention to yourself after you've already done something
Bow
so
out
stupid?
Gracefully, sis.
Right, exactly. People are fucking dumb. You've already humiliated yourself. Go sit the fuck down somewhere and shut up.
I don't know if it's true that Kylie Jenner is working on music or not. I don't care. The only Kylie Minogue I listen to. I know the only Kylie I listen to is Minogue. So
I remember her. Is she still making music?
Kylie Minogue is still shitting on these pop girls.
Okay.
And she does it effortlessly.
I will.
Every time.
Does she? Because I have not heard Kylie Minogue's music since the last time I was in the gay club, but I'm not saying she's not talented. I just didn't
Kylie
realize
Minogue
she was
is kind of like the white
it.
Kelly Rowland in that she kind of like really, really goes up overseas.
Okay.
But like we appreciate her over here in the States too, so.
All right, that explains a
but
lot
that's the only Kylie
her.
That I know in pop music.
No, I'm not. There's no space for Kylie Jenner. I won't allow that.
So what I do have here... Some guy named Zayn Malik is leaving One Direction. They're upset about that.
Oh, yeah. No, they are like, no. Like, white girls are devastated about this shit.
Oh, yeah, I heard.
I'm not entirely sure who this is or who that group is. Like, I don't know any of their songs, but evidently they're the NSYNC of today, and the little girls are devastated.
That's not a real statement.
No, I think they are. I think they're like the number one boy group of today.
The NSYNC. There's one and only NSYNC.
But it's their
There's
NSYNC.
There's one NSYNC.
Okay. Can you believe people really tried to compare the Backstreet Boys to NSYNC? Like, there is no competition between the Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Listen, I'm not going back to middle school.
Please don't tell me that you preferred Backstreet Boys.
Are you speaking to me?
Yes.
Who the fuck are the Backstreet Boys, bitch, please?
No, because you was looking at me like you was like...
Is that M-bop? I was going to say,
do you even know? They just did not have nowhere near the number of hits that NSYNC
All I
hit.
Know is Everybody. Yeah. Rock Your Body.
I like
and
the call.
The video looked like Housewives of Atlanta, but that's all I remember.
I like the remix to The Call. I remember really enjoying that song. But other than that I'm just like, I was
I remember
NSYNC
one of them sang
day.
On that remix of a black... No, that was JC. Never mind. So anyway, they're devastated. I heard the boy wants to like be a real boy. I don't know. Who fucking cares? Let's move on to something I give a shit about almost.
Okay. Well, let's just do that.
Well, I guess we can't. There's nothing I give a shit about. Tamar Braxton was on her show crying because she's tired of y'all saying that she looks like Kermit. Now, here's the thing. Well,
doesn't she think we're tired of looking at her look like that?
Listen.
Shouldn't
right.
I mean like
now
damn.
If anybody knows me, they know that I do not see it for Lady Tamarind. But
who the fuck? You got a bitch of dandery.
So anyway, this is the thing about The Real that I don't understand. They are always on this show balling. Like, I've never actually watched it. I know my mama likes it. I don't know why. I think my mama likes The Real because it's like a younger version of The View, mm-hmm. and The View is like older than her.
Yeah.
But The Real is, well, either way, my mother goes up.
They need to do something with The View. Like what they're doing, this formula now, they either need to cancel it or completely revamp it. But I don't like The Real, honestly. And it's no shade to anybody on it. I can tell that y'all aren't a real group of friends or even like co-workers. Like y'all, I don't feel like y'all run in the same industry circles. Y'all were just kind of chosen out of a talent lineup and y'all are here, and so the chemistry is really awkward and forced to me. And also, I don't care about a good 95% of the shit they talk about on this show. Like, these hoes dress up in pajamas and have like pajama parties and sleepovers on set, and then they talk about their
fucking
feelings.
I don't watch
feelings.
That much like daytime talk, so I don't know. I thought that that's what you just do on daytime. I mean, like, I wouldn't expect for, you know, Whoopi Goldberg to have on a teddy, you know,
right,
and be
no.
like eating popcorns and talking about Channing Tatum.
Yeah.
But
I'm just not interested in the show itself. Nothing about it just really moves me or grabs me.
Either way, every time I see clips from this show, they are either like in cosplay or they're crying.
Right. No,
so
that's
I
real.
Don't know, you know, but fine. You know, it seems cute. And I really, really like Tamara and I like Lonnie. But they were talking about bullying and how you deal with bullying on social media or something like that. And one of them said something about Tamar being so strong, and she started crying because she said that she said that someone called her a Muppet one day. Do you know who that someone is?
Is it me?
Girl, no, it's not. But you know what? Someone did. Someone sent me a clip from the video and was like, bitch, what did you do?
Oh, so she was really talking about one particular person. Who was it?
She was talking about Kroger Michelle. That's who the fuck she was talking about.
Well,
So
even the
apparently,
devil gets one right sometimes.
Kay Michelle called her a Muppet once, I think. And so everybody who hates Tamar started calling her a Muppet. And then like a few months ago, I think, when they were talking about Carucci, Chris Brown put her on blast and called her a Muppet too. And
but the thing is that she
Adrian.
Really does look like a Muppet.
So that's the thing that hurts her feelings. Because she said that she turned to her husband at one point and was like, do I really look like a Muppet? She's crying, by the way. And this is the thing about Tamar. I like her like 90% more when she cries.
Okay.
Hear me out. When she's
you like
crying.
To see her in pain?
No, I don't like to see her in pain. When she's emotional, she cuts out all of the extra, like, butch queen and drags drama.
Right.
Like, all of that extra shit that she does, she stops it. When she's emotional, she, like, speaks in, like, a normal voice when you can actually hear what she's saying. Mm-hmm. And she just behaves like she's turned
down. A regular
down.
Person.
Right.
Yeah. She's
so
that
kind
that
of made
shit.
Me feel, you know, a little bad. My thing with Tamar has never really been the way that she looks. Do you look a little Jim Henson? You know, just a drop or two or seven.
I mean,
but it's not like
it to yourself. It's not like you were born that way. But I don't really give a shit about your looks. I'm not just gonna go after Tamar for her looks. But if somebody mentions that she looks like a Muppet, I can't help but agree. Because look at her face. She does look like a Muppet. Like that just is what it is. But I'm not just gonna like deliberately go after you because you're not cute.
My
You're
thing with Tamar
to be ugly.
Has always just been like the third person. That's how you got to speak. Like you, you don't. It's
yeah,
just
where she does. And Tamar this, and I, and she, such and such. You're just like, bitch. Who are you referring to yourself?
But
right
trust
now?
And believe. If you put her on a platter next to Kay Michelle,
oh god, oh god.
I'm choosing Tony's sister.
Battle of the birds, right there. That's just like, how much worse can it even get? Why would you even want to be in a position?
Tamar's
where you had
not
to
even
choose?
Like birdy to me. Tamar is like a hag. She's like literally like.
So who
a
really
little,
wants to choose between like, yeah, but who wants to choose between like bad and worse? Like it's just dramatic and
the
bullshit.
Devil.
I would not be able to put
Freezer.
Up with either one of them hoes. I feel like both of them are completely insufferable.
Kay Michelle responded by saying,
why did you respond? Who asked for this? Why don't you just sit down somewhere and mind your fucking business?
You know, when you don't have anything, you know.
Did Tamar mention her by name? Then she should have sat the fuck down. So then she should have sat the fuck down.
Every
somewhere.
Action warrants a reaction. You can't go and start a fight with someone, then when they reply, cry and play victim.
Whatever, girl.
Tell the. Ask Idris Elba.
Is she still pretending like that's
ask
a thing?
Ask Ricky Smiley.
Is she still acting like
Who
Idris Elba?
Who fucking cares? She's Kay Michelle. Like, shout out to Memphis. We'll see y'all in a second. I'm not holding this shit against y'all. But she's like, what they say on Mob Wives, dumpster juice.
Oh, there
did
you
see Vivica Fox cry and walk off the reunion set of the Mob Wives?
For what?
First of all, I don't know who asked Vivica Fox to host the Mob Wives reunion.
That was going to be my number one question. Why the fuck was Vivica Fox invited to this event? What
maybe they felt like
do?
Because she died and set it off, she deserved it. I don't know.
I wish I could
like,
throw something at your ass right now.
It was so funny. And then they started arguing, and you know, Mob Wives, first of all, Mob Wives is my show.
Yeah.
Like, that is
you love that mess.
The one reality show starring like with an all female cast that I really get into. Like, if I'm gonna watch some trash TV, it's Mob Wives, because they are about it. Like, they're not sitting up in here with your face pretending to be your motherfucking friend or whatever so that they can film. They're like, I will kill that bitch and I will kill her mammy and her daddy and them too, and fuck her, she's a rat and she's a possum or whatever. It's great.
Yeah, they be just straight up threatening each other on that
so show. It's like, Vivica, why are you crying because they're calling each other dumpsters?
Why are you even here?
She literally cried and said, "You're breaking my heart," and had to walk off the set because the mob wives, were yelling at each other.
She was not that emotionally invested in them hoes. The production company or the network said, "We'll give you an extra $2,500 to cry and walk off set." And she was like, "Bet." I guarantee you that was not genuine, because why the fuck would she care about them hoes?
Because she said that her girl, who cares?
Exactly.
So, Iggy Azalea's ghostwriter.
Now, listen, I know we short on stories this week, but we don't have to go to like the absolute fucking bottom of the barrel. Like, it's not that bad. I know somebody else did something.
Iggy Azalea. There's a rapper by the name of Scheme, I think. And I think he runs in circles with DJ Drama and them. They were at South by Southwest recently. And apparently there have been all of these rumors that he is Iggy's ghostwriter, or was Iggy's ghostwriter. And during an interview with Sway in the Morning, he confirmed that by saying that he was the one who wrote her biggest hits, including Fancy.
Okay.
And that he got, you know, some trust funds started and things like that based off that one song.
I'm sure he did.
So, you know, shout out to him. I found it very funny that when Sway was like, "So who dat? You wrote that?" And he was like, "Yeah, I'm a Saints fan." And he literally has like a tattoo or something.
Shut
like
up.
That bitch probably don't even know doing the Saints song.
I'm sure she had no fucking clue. That actually makes me like that one line. I guess
when I tell you that
more.
I died when I heard, I was like,
so
what?
Who that? Like, he did that on purpose. Wow. Okay. But is she still, like, is she actually trying to front? Like, she is writing
her own music? I don't think that she has said anything. Well, God, whatever. So the thing about it is that I always was just like, you know what? She delivers a cute verse here and there. If she ain't writing it, it's her business. She ain't the only motherfucker in hip hop who's not writing her own music. And that's real.
That's true.
However, I feel like if you, whatever. I just watched this shit, a clip. Alex, my manager, just made me watch it. And I saw, she was like in the studio. She did like some interview or something with Vogue. And they asked her like, what is her writing process like? Or to describe her writing process. Oh, and she said that she just gets a lot of opinions.
That was the direct quote. Like, I get a lot of opinions.
I just get a lot of opinions on the things I'm writing or something like that.
Okay,
like,
girl. By a lot of opinions, do you mean a collection of words written by somebody else and iMessage to you while you were in the booth? Because we all know you was not sitting down nowhere writing out these fucking lyrics, Iggy. We know it. Why don't you just say that?
I mean, rappers, you're not supposed to say that you have a ghostwriter. And you're really not even supposed to tell somebody that you wrote for someone else. It's just like ghostwriters, there are ghostwriters who have been writing for people like for decades, mm-hmm. and they stay ghost. Some of them are known rappers that write for other people and don't say anything. Some of them are not so known rappers that write for people and don't say anything, but you're not supposed to say anything. The thing that's crazy to me is that they lack so little respect for this girl.
They're
like,
right,
yep, sure was. It was me. And we're eating cheese on every burger and bacon too.
She didn't have them sign an NDA. Like, is nobody.
I don't know how that works. I don't think so. I really don't. I have no idea.
I'm saying, like, you would think, if you know you already under a lot of scrutiny because you're this fraudulent-ass white girl in this business, like, trying to make a name for yourself, you would think you would cover all your bases by having the niggas who are writing your music, you know, be legally and contractually obligated to shut the fuck up about it. But she's not covering none of her bases. I knew she wasn't on top of her shit again after the Papa John's incident, because who the fuck is famous and gives their real number to a fucking pizza delivery place? Like, I knew she didn't have her shit together then. So this coming out is just like Iggy Azalea's downfall. We're watching it happen. Like, she's just tumbling right in front of our eyes. So,
because everyone hates her now.
Girl, rest in peace. Because we all know this pushback tour is not. It was not happening this summer, and I bet you it.
Oh, honey, Miss Iggy Azalea is bouncing right back. She's gonna be
okay.
The Great Escape, the Sweet Escape. I don't know, whatever Gwen Stefani album. And she's like, she's coming for that tour. She's got songs with Britney Spears.
Does she?
when Britney is away, Connie.
Does she have somebody to open this door? Because you see the last time that Jonas Brother and this Tina Shoe girl was like, I'm cool on that. Let me
so
go get with
the
some
shade
winners.
And Tina Shoe saying that not only am I not going to be a part of your tour anymore, but I'm actually going to go be a part of Nicki's tour that people
right.
are actually going to. Like, that's rude.
I mean,
and so funny.
I would have done the exact same thing. You a new artist trying to get your name out there and get your visibility up. Why would you tour with Iggy as opposed
Bad
to
Bad enough, you already retweeted that Beyonce article and had the entire... Listen.
And made a video talking about, thanks, Beyonce! And riding around on your little scooter and everything. And next thing you know, Beyonce cut your ass right on off and was like, Actually, as it turns out, everybody fucking hates
but
you.
But opening acts for concerts don't really have much to do with... When you hear that someone's opening for another person in a concert, it's usually like agents and managers and labels and stuff put it together.
Right.
The artists don't really... It's not like, oh, I'm going on tour with my nigga such and such.
Yeah, no,
it's
these people don't know each other. It's just crazy that, you know, both of your opening acts dropped out your tour and then your tour got pushed back 3 or 4 months. It just doesn't look good for you. On top of all the other shit going on, it's just been like, it's been a bad year for Iggy thus far, and I'm not mad at it, like, honestly, because it's not even that she's up here acting like she's some genuine rapper and deserves respect and all that. It's the fact that she cannot acknowledge that she came in out of nowhere and has achieved an insane amount of success for no reason other than she's a white girl. Because you cannot honestly tell me that Iggy Azalea is a talented rapper. You just really cannot say that with a straight fucking face and believe that you are telling the truth. She's not writing this shit. Every video I've seen of her, she can barely get the words out. It's just like a bunch of gibberish on Vine and shit. She's not actually putting any effort or talent into her work. So as far as I'm concerned, she can leave.
I will say this, and I've said this before. I said this when I was a fan, and I still agree with it. I don't feel like she's much worse than a lot of really successful rappers out right now, but I just won't miss her when she's gone. My issue was always that if you're going to put out whatever, you know, record you put out, mediocre, no mediocre, whatever, I don't care.
Whatever it is.
If you're going to put it out, that's fine. If you're going to be a part of hip hop and you're white, that's fine. I don't give a fuck about that. I just wish that you would be more responsible with the way that you handle and treat race, culture, appropriation of culture. Like, if you're going to be a woman, especially a white woman in hip hop, you have to do your research. You have to know at least how to handle that kind of a discussion without sounding like an absolute dummy.
Yeah.
That's what offends me. The little LeChat voice and all that other shit, I don't give a fuck about that. That never bothered me, but whatever.
I'm ready for her to be over with, honestly. I'm
oh, it's
over
long
it.
Past that
I'm
over part.
It. It's time.
Dame Dash, speaking of bad years.
This fool. I know we just did this last week.
So Dame Dash, we talked about him being on The Breakfast Club and talking about how a real man doesn't eat cheese sauce.
A real man don't let another man sign his checks.
Real niggas don't have jobs.
Real men don't use condoms.
Real men don't support their children.
They don't use hashtags.
Real men don't have teeth.
Pay internet bills. Like,
real men don't forgive.
Who even cares about Dame Dash's opinion, though? Honestly, who out there is just like, I really want to know how
Apparently,
Dame Dash feels.
Apparently niggas, because like Charlamagne was talking about how he had niggas were coming and saying, oh, I'm quitting my job. Even though I really feel like niggas are just trolling and having good, they're like, y'all bored. Like, if you really listened to Dame Dash's interview and quit your job because of whatever bullshit that he was spewing, you deserve every eviction.
Ain't that it?
You deserve whatever they take from you. Whatever, girl. Don't blame nobody
all
but yourself.
All the misfortune.
Because how the fuck? Anyway, I just found it interesting that Dame Dash was talking about real men don't listen to social media or don't say social media or what have you. And then wanted to go back and forth with his ex-wife, Rachel Roy's lawyer.
Okay.
About not being able to see the kids and family court and calling him all kinds of like 12-year-old Ben 10 ass names.
What? What is okay? So what the fuck is wrong with Dame Dash? Then?
Rachel Roy's manager, lawyer came forward and said, "My name is Don Osores and I'm an attorney who specializes in representing individuals." Blah blah blah. I just love the fact that he says. Individuals who are seeking child support from financially delinquent parents. That's the first sentence.
Okay.
And basically the rest of the letter was, bitch, don't come for me unless I ask for you to come.
So is he...
Please take this summons on your way. Like... He basically said, you don't even need to be listening to this girl because she owes child support.
Okay.
And so until she puts a barrette in her baby's hair, I don't understand
exactly
what, like, go ahead and ignore him.
Right. Which is what we're always saying about these fucking celebrities. Why don't you get your own shit together and get your life together before you try to tell everybody else how they should live or what code they should go by? Like, you got all these nigga ass rules and ain't even paying your fucking child support. So how are you in a position to tell anybody about themselves?
His Instagram caption says, oh, these fucking, I miss my babies. I better not have to fight to see them because of some lame lawyer like bitch. He tags the ex-wife and everybody is in his comments saying, stop being a chatty patty, bro. Like, everyone is just using his shit against him. This is what I'm saying. Like, you have to be a hardcore dummy to be like, oh, Dame Dash, that's the way I want to fashion my life.
Because real men don't use social media, but you talking about bitch-ass lawyers and your ex-wife and child support on Instagram. Okay. So we supposed to believe you're not just a completely bird bitch-ass nigga.
He's lost it. Like, yeah. If we want to really be frank, like, that nigga's lost it. He's like, it's over. So...
I don't care. Bye.
I thought that the tweets were very funny. The tweet like Dame Dash situation.
Oh, yeah. You Negroes did go in on that hashtag.
How many hashtags are Black Twitter making? Like, y'all are making like 7 hashtags a day at this point.
Do y'all know how much money y'all are making for these blogs while y'all up here tweeting for free? And they sit up here and reprint y'all's tweets on their websites and make thousands while y'all having fun on the internet?
Where's my favorite one? I really did have a very good one, which was this one where Dame Dash took like a selfie at the BET Honors, wherever it was where he presented Kanye West that award.
Okay, yeah, the BET.
And he took a selfie and I didn't realize that he doesn't have a tooth up here in the front.
This is Kanye's fault.
And it says, Dame on missing a tooth. This person's the kizza. Real men don't need teeth. You can't pass teeth on to your kids. Harlem niggas don't even chew. So I thought, you know, it has to be like terrible for you as a man to think that real men don't use social media and they are all using social media to destroy you.
Like,
well, it's the best press that he's gotten in a really, really long time.
That's true. And that's why I'm not giving this too much energy, because it feels like he just came up out of nowhere and just as quickly his ass is going to be gone again. So I'm not even stressing out too much. It's like just another dumbass nigga popping up saying something stupid. All right, Dame Dash, you can go back in your hole somewhere.
I was going to move on, but then I just saw a photo of some smothered fried chicken.
Oh, bitch, let me see.
No. So I think that's really all that we have for... bitch, you guessed it this week, unless you want to talk about, I don't know, like the, oh my God. I just realized that I had planned for this to be Trina Appreciation Day Part 2.
Oh, and you didn't do any of the Trina, oh, because of the anniversary. Do you want to talk about it?
No, I'm actually going to save Trina Appreciation Part 2.
You should.
For another time.
It's precious.
Maybe soon, maybe later, maybe sooner.
Okay.
But you'll never see it coming.
All right. That got dark.
The baddest bitch. So, is there anything that we're missing?
I know you're not asking me. I do everything I can to avoid these fuck-ass motherfuckers. I'm sick of they shit.
Well, that's
I'm just looking forward to seeing Karrueche on Saturday, to be honest. I can't wait to see this fix my life. I really can't.
So, this is... this.
I just really can't wait to see it. I'm sorry. I know it's going to be mess. And did you see that she said that she still to this day has nothing but love for Chris Brown? Like, why are you even... I can't wait. It's going to be everything.
I don't understand why she did this to herself, honestly. Like, you could have just... I don't want to say this, but you could have just listened to me for free and not even embarrassed you, like, in the privacy of your own home. But thank you for choosing my choosing to entertain me.
Yes.
Because I am going to cackle. Especially since they said that she kicked Iyanla out of her house at one point.
Did she really?
That's what she said. That she couldn't take it anymore. That means, you know, Iyanla kept it really fucking real. So how did you feel when Rihanna put the earrings on the rice cake bag? Like, she's probably going to go all the way in there. And she can't take it.
I hope she does. I hope they go detail by detail of every single fucked up thing Chris has done. Honestly, because it's going to be entertaining.
I don't even understand why she doesn't want to just be like, girl, fuck that. Like...
I mean, but this is her chance to be on own, like her chance to be on.
Iyanla said she's going to sound naive. She said the girl, I won't be surprised if people say she sounds naive.
Well, no shit. But I mean, I don't understand how you could still be naive when you have been through so much shit with this nigga. Like, he has blatantly disrespected you so many times. So what is there to still be naive about? Like,
I just read that Chris is using some of his royalties to move royalty out to L.A.
Okay.
I read that he doesn't want anything to do with the mama.
So what, he's trying to get custody?
To put her into, like, buy her a home.
Okay.
Out in L.A. to move closer to him so that he can be with the baby every day.
I was going to say, because we all know no judge in the fucking country is going to give Chris Brown custody of that baby. So you're going to have to move your baby mama closer to you, because if you think you're getting that baby.
He is fresh off probation. That was one of the things
he is fresh off probation, but that's exactly why he's not getting custody of no damn baby. Nigga,
he's not even going to ask. I don't even think
you shouldn't even have custody of yourself.
Someone was like, so about custody. Custard? Who's getting custard?
Dude, are we getting custard right now? Because I would like to get some French vanilla.
Gelato, maybe?
If I could get some gummy bears mixed in, that would be good.
Because custody is not a person.
He's not. I don't even think he's asking, because he knows good and goddamn well nobody is taking that baby from its mother, however delusional or crazy she may be, to give it to Chris Brown. That's not happening. So he might as well buy his baby mama house.
I don't think that was even an option. He probably just wants for them to all live in...
No,
peace,
I'm sure.
Was a word, bliss was a word, but I'm trying to find one that fits. Can't. Anyway, okay. So I just want, like, whatever. That's bitch, you guessed it.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be so great. And I think that's about it. So we can take
let's take a break. And we'll be right back. Hey guys, you hear advertisers giving out promo codes on the radio all the time. Online codes and coupons are great for saving at stores where you shop, but nobody has the time to look for them or remember to use them. That's why you need the app from RetailMeNot. With RetailMeNot, you can get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores all in one place. Stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more, with amazing deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the free RetailMeNot app right now for your smartphone. All you have to do is text READ to 42767, then just redeem coupons right from your phone wherever you are checking out. It is literally that simple. RetailMeNot is the best way to have thousands of coupons on your phone so you can save money. So stop what you're doing right now and text READ to 42767. You'll get a text with a link to download it. Never forget another coupon again. And remember, message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Now it's time for the listener letters, because we're back in things.
Yes, we are. Send your questions to asktheread@gmail.com, and we just may read it aloud on the show. Our first question this week comes from, I don't know who this is. I'm just going to say Georgie. And it says, I saw on Twitter that Kid Fury was a fan of Mortal Kombat, and I was wondering if he has any favorite characters. Crystal, I don't know if you played that game before, but if you have, which character is your favorite?
So why don't you start with the question?
So, Mortal Kombat, this is a game that I do remember from like the 90s. And
like the 90s.
My cousins and brother had it, and it was like, it was basically one of those situations where they didn't really let me play that much because I was not very good. But every time I did get to play, I just mashed all the buttons and I picked the girl who had like the buns on the side of her head or whatever. I don't remember her name. It was like Ruku or Rodoku, Shadouken, something like that. But I played with that girl all the time.
My God.
And I lost like every single match.
I just realized what is happening. And good Lord. So I'm going to just go ahead and I'm going to take this moment to just, let me just savor it, because this is delicious.
What is happening?
Okay. So this is kind of sports of you. Like, if if video games were sports.
You are looking so high and mighty right now.
Because you are definitely talking about Street Fighter.
Oh!
And Chun-Li would be Hadouken. Oh, that's not even what she says.
Oh, I'm thinking of Street Fighter. Oh, so what is Mortal Kombat? Mortal Kombat is finish him.
Mortal Kombat is finished.
Yes, I remember that. Yeah, but I don't remember who I played with. The girl, if there was a girl.
There are several women in
Mortal Kombat. Okay, well then I truly don't know. The black one?
All right, so I'm super excited for Mortal Kombat next month. And the thing that I'm most nervous about is that, yes, Mortal Kombat was in the 90s. Or actually, I think the first one may have been the 80s, but I'm not 100% sure. Either way, one of the classic characters is a woman named Sindel. Yes, Sindel is my favorite character, and they have not confirmed whether or not she's going to be in the next one. Now, here's the great thing about Sindel. Sindel's character is mother to...
Okay.
She's mother to, like, the two main female characters, which are Kitana and Melina, and she's wife to, like, the main villain.
Okay.
Kitana fights with her hair. That's all you need to know about why am I saying Kitana? Sindel fights with her hair.
Okay.
That is all you need to know about her to know why I pick her.
Okay.
Because why the fuck wouldn't I choose a bitch that can fly, who can scream so loud you explode, and she can lift you off of the ground with her gray weave and throw your ass across the
fucking
stage.
So she can kill you with her hair.
With her hair.
Okay.
She's the baddest bitch. And she can fly. She's like Storm from Mortal Kombat, but she's bad.
All right.
And her outfits are always cunt. Yes, she's villainous.
You can do that on that game. You can play with the bad guys on that game.
You can play with the bad guys in most fighting games. Yes, you can play as bad guys in Tekken, Street Fighter, all of them.
Okay.
When it comes out, we'll play it together. You'll see it. It's also extremely violent and controversial, and I can't wait to see how you react.
Is it worse than the Grand Theft Auto?
I'm gonna play you the trailer before. Maybe before the show is over. During the next break, so you can see what it's like. Mm. And I can't wait.
All right. All right. So let's just move on. I clearly don't get what you're talking about.
So great.
Our next question says, hey, guys, I just have a quick question for you. How much of a distance do you consider to be a long distance relationship? I think anytime you can't drive to your partner in under 3 or 4 hours, it's okay. But once you get into a 5 hour plus drive, that's considered long distance. My friend thinks anything over 15 minutes is long distance.
Hello?
The reason I ask is because how far do they have to live away from you for you to start treating the relationship long distance? Like whose weekend it is to drive to come see the other and such and such. Thanks for the insights.
If the thought of me going to visit you makes me be like, ugh, I don't want to go all the way over there. You're long distance.
Yeah.
If I was dating a nigga in Brooklyn, that'd be long distance.
I was going to say, honestly, Brooklyn is long distance as fuck. But I feel like that's obvious. Like, really, if I have to spend more than 25 minutes on the train, then we need to think about how serious this relationship is going to be. Because if I'm subjecting myself to MTA for you, it must be love. Like, honestly, if you don't live in Harlem, then... I don't see how this is going to work, because why are you so fucking far away? I can't do 3 or 4 hour drive. Just sounds insane to me. And I used to live in Oklahoma, where a 3 or 4 hour drive is like normal. People, you know, you drive for 3 or 4 hours and you are very much still in the state. Like up north where you drive 20 minutes and you are in New Jersey, 3 hours and you like damn near in Boston. It's not up north. All these states are like the size of your pinky nail and they're all like next to each other. But down south, there's space. And so 4 hours is just like not that big of a deal. But I would not drive to that for no nigga. I'm not doing that. That's way too much. I'm sorry.
No.
But what's long distance to you, though?
Having to ask this goddamn question.
Okay.
Like, if I have to, like, plan going to your home or coming to visit you or vice versa, that is long distance. It just is. If I can't just see you any old time and just run around the corner or whatever to you, even going to Brooklyn, hell, even going out to Queens isn't. I mean, I don't know how often I'm going to see your motherfucking ass, but that's not too bad. If I have to, like, in a car, we're talking about 2-3 hours.
Right.
If I got to Skype you or FaceTime you,
is long distance a deal breaker for you, though?
No, I've done that plenty of times.
So you're still, are you willing now to date somebody?
No, because there's way too many niggas in the city.
Okay, isn't that it? Like, it's, but not
but
them.
If, yeah, if, it depends on your situation.
Okay, so.
Because, I mean, you can walk
I would
outside.
Say we definitely agree with your friend more than you on that one, because ain't nobody driving 5 hours to go nowhere. But anyway.
As soon as the summer hits and these niggas hit the basketball courts again, I'll be married about 3 times. So.
Last question. This is a quick question for Kid Fury. Last week, he introduced himself as Jasmine Masters, and that means he's been watching this season of RuPaul's Drag Race.
Has he?
Who are your favorite queens? Who don't you like, and who do you want to win? So you thought you was slick last week, but somebody caught you.
I didn't think I was slick, bitch, or otherwise I wouldn't have said it.
So how do you feel about this season of Drag Race?
I haven't watched enough of it. I watched literally the first 2 episodes of this season. Listen, but that's only because...
I found it a little bit harder to get into than I have the other ones, but I'm not sure why. It's not like it's that, you know, drastically different, I don't think.
I'm just terrible at catching up on shows. I'm behind on almost every show I love right now. Literally all of them.
No, I'm behind on... I bought Black-ish on, like, Google Play just to show support for the show. And I am, like, the entire season behind on Black-ish. I just... It's like I never have the time to watch TV. And then when I do have time, it's like I need to do something else instead of catching up on shows. But it's just been harder for me to get into Drag Race than it was before.
I really like... See... For all I know by this time, some of these heifers could be gone.
Probably.
I know Jasmine Masters is gone. I really liked... Jesus. There was a queen named Kennedy Davenport that I like a lot. Mm-hmm. Just because she gives me old southern drag, you know, very kind, but will also cut you or whatever.
Okay.
And other than that, I don't really remember anybody else standing out for me. It seems like the typical old fun time with RuPaul. I just want for RuPaul to, like, I don't know, go to, like, Krispy Kreme with me. And then let's just, like, talk about life and how I can. I want RuPaul to be my life coach. Right. Is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
Because I feel like I'd be a better human being.
Okay. But as far as the girls themselves, no, like.
I haven't been watching enough, but I'm going to catch up. So that I can get into it. Because I actually really do love that fucking show. It's so funny.
Right.
Okay.
Well, if that's it for you, then that's it for the questions this week. We're going to keep it short and sweet.
We typically would be just finishing the Hot Topics.
Well, I mean, we've been doing shows that are 90 minutes for like 6 months. So I feel like we're entitled to a short show this week.
Crystal just wants to go home and go to bed.
Is that so wrong? Like, is it wrong to be sleepy? A nigga is tired, shit.
So, okay.
All right, so that's it for the questions this week, and we will be right back with more funness and goodness and all that. Hey guys, don't forget to check out our awesome sponsors over at Bevel. Bevel is the first shaving system designed specifically for people of color with coarse and curly hair. Kid Fury has tried out the shaving system and he loves it. He's going to tell you a little bit more about how it works.
Yes, I've talked to you guys about Bevel a few times on the show before. It is one of my favorite products. I really do love the product. I use it all the time. It's just the one thing, my favorite thing about it is that I don't have to worry about irritated skin. I don't have to worry about razor bumps all over my face looking a mess and itching or hurting or whatever. It really does keep your skin very smooth. The creams and oils and things that come with it make sure that your skin is always moisturized and doesn't flare up. The brush, the razor, everything you can just tell from the details that they put into it that is really thought out and was made out of care and love. So go to getbevel.com and use code 3 to get 20% off. You will not regret it. Trust me, I love it.
Yep, that's getbevel.com, getbevel.com, and use code 3 to get 20% off your first month. It's time to shave smarter with Bevel and the Reed, so check them out. And now let's get back to the show.
All right, so it's time for the Reed.
It is. Do you want me to go first this week? Yes. Sure. So my Reed this week goes out to Latina.com, which is a website for Latinas. And I believe, no, I'm pretty sure that it used to be the website for the actual Latina magazine. I'm not sure if that's still in print or not. But anyway, it's the digital version of it now. And a couple of weeks ago, they ran an article about Empire talking about some things that they felt, you know, they had a bone to pick about Empire. And one of the issues was that there are not enough Latinos, or not any Latinos, and they feel like, you know, hip hop started in the Bronx and there should be more of Latino representation, and where are the Latinos on the show? And this is not accurate. It's too Negro for Latina.com. So this is going to be really quick because obviously y'all see where I'm going with this. I'm sure you see, like, it's right there.
Plenty.
So I'm just going to start off with, first of all, girl, like, I understand what you're saying. I really do. And I see why you are campaigning for Latino representation, because media representation matters. However, this is not a story about how hip hop started in the Bronx. It's not a story about anybody historical. You know, it's not representing anything historical. This is a story about a trap ass family making it in the hip hop business, girl. So it's very conceivable that this show is black. It's not like we are encroaching on something that is just so wholly Latino that you cannot understand why there aren't any Latinos included. But let's get back to that. Secondly, how do you know that none of the characters, first of all, isn't at least one of these boys, somebody's boyfriend on this show is a Latino? And I can't think of his name right now. I wish I could, because that would make my point a lot stronger. But I know at least one of the men on this show, like one of the actors, is Latino. But secondly, just because somebody's race is black does not mean that their ethnicity is not Latino. And right. That's a very important point that I feel like this.
But how many times have we done that?
I feel like.
I tried.
But I just don't understand how a magazine, like this is a digital right. magazine, so mm-hmm. y'all should be. This is not some mm-hmm. random Twitter user saying this. Like
right.
y'all are representing a population, and yet you are saying something so thoroughly stupid. When was the last time y'all had like a dark skinned Latino on your magazine or on your website? How much representation do you offer to dark skinned Latinos around the world who don't see themselves reflected on television? Like, you're supposed to be representing Latinos, but from everything I've seen from y'all, y'all love the light and damn near white Latinos. Y'all put the Adrian Balons and the girl off of Modern Family. Like, those are the ones y'all highlight. Those are the Latinos y'all highlight. I don't be seeing no Amara La Negras on y'all shit. That's all I'm saying. Like, there are dark-skinned Latinos out here, Afro-Latinos, and I don't see y'all representing them. So why are you pointing the finger at Empire, talking about Empire need to represent Latinos, that you don't even know? Like, you don't even know if these characters are Latino or not. You're just assuming that because they're not light enough or speaking Spanish. And that's another thing. What do you want them to do? Like, if there are Latina characters on the show, exactly how do you want them to display that? Like, what are you asking for the show to incorporate for you? Exactly how Latino are you trying to get with this? Like, are you talking about stereotypes? Do you want, like, you know, somebody coming on the train at 6:30 in the morning with guitars and shit? Like, what are you asking to see on this show? How are you taking what you're seeing on this show and seeing these people and deciding that there are no Latinos? Like, you're looking at the races of these people and deciding they don't fit into what you think the Latino box should be, and so you want to see something else. But the problems here that I've just laid out for you, sweetie, the problem in the fact that you don't represent your own Latinos the way you are pointing the finger at us like we need to be doing. Like, don't sit up here and act like y'all have just been covering this whole broad spectrum of Latinos for all this time, and we're the ones dropping the ball. And after so many years of being the tokens and being like the B-side characters or whatever else, I think it's more than past time for black people to have a show for and by and about black people. Like, everything is not for everybody. Not saying that there is no space for Latinos on Empire, but don't sit up here and act like black people just don't deserve to have shit.
Okay.
But so, what really pisses me off about
sure
that,
does.
What no, because what really makes me angry about it is the idea that you can see these people who are all different colors and decide that none of them are Latino. Like, you just made that assumption for yourself, like black Latinos don't exist. That's what makes me angry. Like, you're mad about the lack of representation, but you're assuming the representation isn't there, and you are not showing that representation your damn self. Where are the dark Latinos in your magazine and on your website? Where are the articles talking about that specific point of view and how that life is different from a light or white Latina's life? Like, where is that on your end? That's what the fuck I don't get about y'all.
For sure.
So anyway, what's your read this week?
I forgot. I was trying to find out if Boo Boo Kitty is...
No, it's somebody. Whose boyfriend is that? Let me look it up.
Well, if you're talking about the Latin boy that Jamal was dating in the beginning that broke up.
Am I that behind on Empire?
Probably. I don't know.
Jesus. I had to log off during the finale because, you know, the internet was going nuts.
Oh, my goodness. I felt like I got shot. Like, it was just like multiple times. Like, Get Richard, I tried.
It seemed like I had a feeling it was going to be emotional. But somebody told me it was, like, not that good of an episode. It was, like, dramatic.
Well, it was really dramatic.
Okay.
But I was entertained. It left me, like, literally, like, it was 2 hours. So it was kind of like two back-to-back episodes.
Okay.
And in the middle part, I was just kind of like, they need to just go ahead and do this next one next week because I need a break. Like, I can't
catch up.
Do another hour of this. Like, that's how much, like, woo! I love Empire.
Okay. I'm hyped.
So my read is actually also kind of similar. It's kind of similar to yours. So Deadline.com had an article written by a woman named Nelly Andreeva.
Okay.
This was posted yesterday, well, the 24th. The article is called Pilots 2015, the Year of Ethnic Castings, About Time or Too Much of a Good Thing. I think it's important to say that Nelly is white woman that looks a lot like, I don't know, like a Woodstock.
All right. Okay.
I don't know. A thumb.
Like
either
way. Is she wearing Birkenstocks right now?
No, it's just like a little picture of her in the corner. Okay. Either way. So the whole, the very long article is basically about the rise in ethnic characters and more so, the call, like in casting calls, most of them are looking for they're looking for way more ethnic actors to fill these roles now.
Yes.
She says here, a casting term used for non-Caucasian thespians. That's her definition of ethnic actor. Don't disagree. Whatever. That's fine. She then goes on to name shows like How to Get Away with Murder, Blackish, Fresh Off the Boat, Jane the Virgin, and especially Empire.
Oh, especially Empire.
Fresh Off the Boat, mind you, is really funny.
It is.
Like, I can't.
It's excellent.
I didn't know, because at first I heard that the Asian community was trying to get rid of it. And I said, well, I'm going to see it over here, honey, because I don't know. Like, I'm not going to argue with you about what's offensive. But I have watched it and I heard it's doing really well. And it's funny as fuck. That mama is a riot.
Yeah, she
is. Either way. Then she goes on to say that, you know, it's so great that ethnic actors can, you know, have more choices for roles. But the pendulum might have swung a bit too far in the opposite direction. So the complaint here seems to be that now Caucasian actors are having less roles or less opportunities at roles because a lot of agencies are being told that there's like, apparently there's some sort of a mandate. There's something going on in these production companies where they are looking specifically for ethnic characters.
Girl.
Now, one thing I do want to say, Nelly, is thank you very much for informing me about a lot of these upcoming shows that I had no idea about. I mean, Mike Epps has a show coming out on ABC. I think Whoopi Goldberg is coming out with a show on ABC. It says here that they're doing like a TV show version of Rush Hour, which I'll probably skip because it ain't Chris Rock.
Right.
Chris Tucker. Rock. It's not Chris Tucker. Anika Noni Rose, Morris Chestnut, Rockman Dunbar, Jennifer Lopez, Paula Patton, Eva Longoria. Like, there are a lot of names here for people who I guess have done really well this casting season and have projects coming out sometime soon. So I guess her little feelings are hurt. There's a little bit of concern the white Hollywood community because they just feel like there aren't enough, you know, the roles are dwindling. So now instead of having, you know, 99% of the roles in Hollywood, they've got like 80, 87%.
Oh, my God.
So another interesting thing.
This is so white.
It is so stupid. She mentioned a show called Broad Squad that is about some, forgive me for not, I don't know anything about this. Boston's first all-female patrol team. The show is supposed to star Rutina Wesley, who I believe played Tara in True Blood. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But she even says, as one of the four female leads, that means that there are four white leads. Four leading characters. Three of them are white. One of them is black.
And she is in a fucking panic.
Every single person, from the Rockmans to the Morris, Mike Epps, every single person she named, almost all of them are like a black or Latin or Asian or whatever Indian face on a show surrounded by white people.
Exactly.
So what the fuck are you talking about? How is that any different than having token black and Spanish and whatever other people that they've been doing since like the beginning of motherfucking like how is that different? Now you've seen that like black culture, blackness, it can be on TV because truthfully, all these little 12, 13 year old Snapchat kids, they don't give a fuck about these shows being predominantly black. They don't give a fuck about Johnny Storm being black. They don't give a fuck about, you know, Annalise Keating being, they don't care about any of that shit. Like, if they're entertained, they're fucking entertained. They don't give a shit about any of that. You be the ones that have the problem talking about, well, Broad Squad. And there's some other show, apparently based on, like, two white people, where they made one of the real-life white people black or some other ethnicity that is not Cock Asian. And,
Cock.
I saw what I did afterwards. Okay. It wasn't intentional, I promise you.
Okay.
I don't want to hear any of your crying. I don't care about any of your little feelings when it comes to a black or any other person portraying your white heroes. Nope. Until you get somebody to stop asking Christian Bale and motherfucking Jake Gyllenhaal to play pharaohs and until you stop calling motherfucking Susan Sarandon or whoever the fuck to play African queens and Moses and Noah and motherfucking Jesus. Until you stop having, like, don't come to me and crying about Tara from True Blood is playing your white high school friend that started the first bake sale on campus and forever changed the world of brownies. Like, I don't give a fuck about any of that. Like, you're not going to sit up here and complain to me about a real-life white person being portrayed by a black person or by a Latin person or an Asian person or any other person because y'all do the exact same thing. People in Hollywood have been whitewashing characters, real and fake, forever. And still do it. And then have the nerve to be like, oh, well, girl, because
this has been going on since ancient history.
In fact, if you really want to get into it, shows like Blackish and Empire and even fucking Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder, they could go and be successful without a single white face on them. Period. The only reason a lot of them have white people on them is to help to make y'all feel better.
Right.
Like, the only reason that you be seeing them white people and shows like Blackish, when he goes to work every single day and they have the white co-workers that tell their jokes. The only reason that you have, like, why do you think our president is black and Olivia Pope's is white? To make y'all feel better. Like, exactly. Because if these shows were all black, it is a black show, it is an ethnic show, and it's not for you or whatever. Right. You won't take the time to actually watch the show. You won't take the time because it just, you automatically write it off as a black show, as a Latin show, or whatever the fuck. It's not your cup of tea, and so y'all don't watch it. So what the fuck, like, what are you
but
trying to
accomplish
here? But
we're expected to consume all of your all-white culture.
So would you like then for y'all to have all of the parts? I mean, you're not gonna really celebrate or give these niggas no awards no motherfucking way. Like, you see they on TV talking about, oh well, the only reason Empire is even fucking popular is because 70% of the
you
audience is
mad?
White. Like,
they
what mad. The fuck do you want for niggas to do? Like, all these people are literally trying to do is get some roles and showcase their talent just like the rest of y'all. Mm-hmm. That's it. And it's not like, oh, all of a sudden you can't be white and be on TV. That's a blatant lie. Like, you can't say, oh, well, I just can't get a fucking part anymore. Like,
like white people just are not getting hired at all.
No one's getting hired at all because of fucking Annalise Keating, Shonda Rhimes, and Lucius Lyon. Like, cut it the motherfuck out. I don't know what the fuck you were trying to accomplish here, miss, but you can keep that shit. And I really didn't even like the way that she was right. A lot of this stuff was so very blatantly racist. Like, I'm actually interested in seeing whether or not this Nelly woman is going to come forward and say, you know, I have loads of black friends and I donated to the NAACP and, you know, like onyx is my favorite word, whatever.
Told me not to Google it, but I did,
because some of the writing here is like one of the last paragraphs. She says shows like Empire, Blackish, Scandal, and How to Get Away with Murder on broadcast, Tyler Perry's Fair on OWN, and Marah Brock-Akil series on BET, they have scripted choices. They being African Americans, mind you, she also said African Americans still represent only 13% of the U.S. population. They have scripted choices, so the growth in that fraction of the TV audience might have reached its peak. Basically, what she's
this
trying to say
is
that y'all have your nigger shows now, so like, leave us alone. And like, that's literally what she's saying.
Yes,
like, you only make up 13% of this population. You've got your nigger shows, like. Now we would like for all of our roles, please. Like, even the ones that aren't dedicated to or meant for a specific race, even ones that say, quote unquote, all ethnicities welcome or whatever the fuck. Like, we don't give a fuck about all of that.
Right.
Like, the point is that my sister or my niece had to go on down there and audition for that motherfucking Adidas commercial, bitch, and they gave it to some black motherfucker or they gave it to some Hispanic person, and I don't see it for that. Like, we shouldn't be turned away at anybody's motherfucking auditions because we're primary and you're secondary. So how the fuck could anybody be considered before we are? Like, right. Girl, shut the fuck up.
And white racists love asking black people why they're not satisfied with the bare fucking minimum. Like, you already have Tyler Perry on OWN, so what the fuck? Oprah has her own network. What else do y'all want?
You God have damn. The game.
Maybe we want be representation, bitch. Listen, white people got a real fucking problem coming on their hands, because this new generation coming up is going to demand to be represented in ways that previous generations have not. They're not going to sit back and let y'all do shit like Friends in the 90s, where you have a show set in the middle of New York City and you just refuse to act like any black people live in Manhattan. Like, these kids coming up, I promise you, watch this next generation. They are going to demand that this shit change. And if you think you mad now behind Empire and Blackish, get ready to stay pissed, because as more and more people grow to realize how full of shit this white media is, and how like fixated y'all are on yourselves, and how y'all refuse to act like other people are not there, the more these young people become aware and start calling y'all on y'all's bullshit, the more this shit is gonna change. You might as well get ready for it.
For me, it's just, we live in this day, you are always going to be forced to accept responsibility for your bullshit. Like, there's no way to escape being a fucking dummy, a racist, a homophobe, anything.
Right.
Like, people are ready and willing to put you. Did you hear about that Meerkat app?
No, what the fuck
is that?
There is
some app where you can literally, and there's apparently a bunch of them coming up now, where you can live stream from your phone directly to Twitter. Like, all you have to do is click on a link and people can watch you live streaming from your phone. And it became really popular during South by Southwest.
Oh, okay.
And a lot of people have been talking about using it during these protests and stuff. Like, bitch, you can't escape it.
Social media is going to show the shit that y'all have been getting away with for years and years. And we see it now. It's not that more and more black people are being targeted by the police. It's that now we have proof. It's that now we have these apps and these phones and this access, and all the shit that y'all are doing is coming out in the fucking light, and it's not going to be forever that you can run from it. And that goes for your racism in the police force, and that goes for your racism in media, bitch. It's all going to crumble.
I feel like at least in the realm of entertainment, you, like, get the fuck over it. Like, pop culture, I feel like all of these, like, trends, like, the biggest trends in pop, us, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and
everything.
And it's fine. It's not even like, I don't even feel like niggas are trying to say, like, give us our just due and pat us the motherfuck on the back, because if you fly, you just fly. Like, hip hop has been the shit forever.
It,
like,
just
jazz,
is.
All of those things, they just are what they are. The only difference is now We have little pieces of plastic that we hold in our hands every day mm-hmm. that you can show the entire world. Like the accessing knowledge, if right. you want to, is yes. much easier now than it was decades ago. So all of these, again, all of these little 12-year-old, 13-year-old kids who are coming up, they don't know shit about racism. Like, that's a good and bad thing, if you ask me. There yeah. are parts of it that are good. There are parts of it that are pretty bad. But to them, again, they don't give a fuck about all of that stuff. They just follow the little trends. They think whatever the motherfucker is cute. They like little hip-hop. They think that, you know, Jussie Smollett is so goddamn fine, and I just want to be yeah. related to Cookie and work at Empire and whatever the fuck. They don't know all of that, like, that bullshit, unless these parents are literally, and plenty of them are,
right.
sitting these kids down and like transferring their racism and all of that shit over, because they do.
Right.
A lot
That's
of the kids,
exactly it.
They learn it from somewhere specifically, but
at home.
They're learning from parents and guardians or whatever the fuck. But most of these kids today who are giving you these ratings and saying, mommy, mommy, please buy me this CD and take me to this motherfucking concert. And oh my God, I'm a Barb, whatever. Like, these kids, they don't give a fuck about any of that type of shit. All of the kids in their classroom with them or whatever they go to school with, they don't see shit the way that y'all do until you make them. So at the very least, in the realm of Hollywood, when it comes to music, when it comes to acting, hell, even when it comes to sports, just deal with it. Like, because it's not changing, it's not going anywhere. Nope. And at the very least, you shouldn't be fucking like,
and to say that one season of a bunch of Negroes on television means we've hit our peak is just like, bitch, who the fuck do you think you are? Like, find me this bitch. Sit me down in front of this hoe so I can ask her some motherfucking questions.
Yeah, I read it earlier this day and I wanted to fight her, but I feel better now.
No, because I feel like slapping the shit out of this bitch.
It was, if you read it, like, it wasn't even just that. It was just, there was,
it was just
so,
it was really condescending and racist as fuck. Yeah, it was racist as fuck.
Throughout the, even one part where she says, she talks about Paula Patton's upcoming pilot, and she says, Patton, who is black, knowing already that.
Like,
and then there's a picture of Paula Patton, so you can see, like, she's actually black.
See,
this
black.
Is a black woman. And then it says that she was, I guess she got the lead part, and the male lead is Hispanic, and they already knew that. So what, black people and Hispanic people don't date? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
So, I'm done.
All right. So that wraps up the read this week. Oh, make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. This is The Read. Check out our website at thisistheread.com. We are coming to Memphis on March 2nd and Coral Springs, Florida on, I'm sorry, not March, April 2nd and Coral Springs on April 10th. You can check our website for more information on those shows. And what about you, Kefiri? Anything from you?
Yeah, we have announcements.
All right.
This spring... This feels summerish. I don't really know how seasons work.
All right.
I'm just used to summer.
We're just not getting in the spring.
May 9th, we'll be in Cleveland, Ohio. June 6th, we will have a show in Chicago. And on June 19th, we will be back out in LA for the Read Live. So tickets for these shows are going on sale tomorrow, Friday at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
Daylight. So it's daylight time.
What?
It's daylight time. It's daylight savings time.
What is...
You said Eastern Standard Time.
That's how you say it.
No, it's Eastern Daylight Time.
It's EST, Eastern Standard Time.
It's EDT. We're in daylight savings time.
What?
It goes on sale at noon.
Bitch, this shit will be on sale at motherfucking 12 o'clock my time tomorrow. So figure it the fuck out. Shit. Cleveland, Chicago, and LA. Y'all have a great time. We cannot wait to see you all. And hug and laugh and whatever the fuck. So buy your tickets. And yeah, do you have anything?
No, I think that's it for me. Thanks so much to everybody who has been checking out our Green Experiment videos on YouTube with our friends Asante and Dustin. If you're not already subscribed to Kefiri's YouTube, go and find him and subscribe to those so you can see all those and all of his other videos and such as. And I think that's it for me.
Oh,
all right. So that is it for this week, and we are going to see y'all next week.